And God invites us.
神邀请我们。
Again he says, hello there, everybody that's thirsty.
他又说，哎，每一位口渴的人。
Come to me.
到我这里来。
In the book of John.
在约翰福音里面。
Seventh chapter.
约翰福音第七章。
He says, everyone that's thirsty, let them come to me and drink.
他说，凡渴的都到我这里来喝。
I will satisfy his thirst.
我会满足你的渴。
And he invites us to come. And
他邀请我们来。
Only then and only there can we begin to enter a life where things begin to satisfy.
只有这个时候，只有在那个地方，我们才能够进到一个生命能够满足我们的。
We humans are very restless.
我们人都是一直在活动，没有安息。
Rest is a hard thing to find nowadays.
在现代要找到安息是很困难的。
People are stressed.
人们都受到压力。
People are pressured.
紧张。
People try, are under such pressures to accomplish or to do or to be.
人们都在很大的压力下想要成就一些事情想要做什么或是成为什么样子。
And not much rest.
没有多少安息。
And the more restless we are, the more thirsty we are.
我们越不安息就越口渴。
Some people are so thirsty.Instead of going to the fountain of living water,
有的人这么渴，他们非但没有去那生命的泉源。
They buy a gun and shoot themselves.
他们买一支枪，射杀了自己。
So completely dissatisfied with life.
他们对生命完全不满足。
They say, "I'd rather be dead than live this way."
他们说，我宁可死了，也不要这样子活下去。
They never find the fountain of life.
他们从来没有找着生命的泉源。
Because God is that fountain.
因为神就是那泉源。
That's why every nation and every people and every tribe and every language, everybody in the world has some kind of a God.
这就是为什么每个国家、每个民族在每个地方，他们都有某种神。
Because we need God.
因为我们需要神。
We're made for that.
我们受造就是这样子。
And therefore, we can never be fully satisfied in the environment of earth.
因此，我们在世上的环境里面永远没有办法完全满足。
Until we find the fountain.
直到我们找着了泉源。
Until we go to the river.
直到我们到了河边。
Until we go and begin to drink of the living water.
直到我们去那里开始喝生命的活水。
Well, let me let you read it.
我们来看。
In the book of John.
在约翰福音。
And the seventh chapter.
约翰福音第七章。
Oh, let's say the 35th or 37th verse.
37节。
The last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”
That's the only thing that God asks is be thirsty.
神要求的唯一样东西就是渴。
Just recognize that I am thirsty.
单单的承认我渴了。
And all the inventions of man will not satisfy that thirst.
人发明的任何东西都没有办法满足那渴。
An airplane satisfied our thirst for flying.
飞机能够满足我们对飞行的渴。
A car satisfied our thirst for speed.
汽车满足我们对速度的渴。
The telephone satisfied our thirst for communication with absent people.
电话满足我们跟不在周围的人沟通的渴。
But we're still thirsty.
但是我们还是渴。
And until we come to recognize, no airplane, no telephone, no television can ever satisfy my thirst.
直到我们到一种地步承认说飞机没有办法满足我电视也没有办法满足我电话都没有办法满足我的渴
I've tried it
我都试过了
Probably most of you have looked at a television and got disgusted and turned it off
或许你们大部分人都曾经看电视看了以后觉得很讨厌就把它关掉
Get tired of it
厌倦了它
Maybe you've taken a long journey in an airplane
或许你也曾经搭飞机长途的旅行。
Oh, I hope I never have to do that again.
我希望我再也不必坐飞机了。
Like a prisoner up there.
在那里像是囚犯一样。
You're never satisfied.
你永远不会满足。
Even with all those helps.
即使有那么多的帮助。
We get tired of them and disgusted with them.
我们还是会厌倦了 还是会不喜欢了。
Because there's always a thirst that's left.
因为我们总是有一个渴。
There's always an empty spot.
我们里面总是有一个空洞的地方。
We watch a nice movie.
我们看一场很好的电影
and we become identified with it.
我们跟那里面的东西认同
we forget everything else.
我们就忘掉了一切
and then it ends.
然后电影结束了
and you come back to earth.
你又回到了世上
and you walk out of the theater.
你从戏院里面走出来
and go home in the dark.
在黑暗中回到了家
and you feel worse than you did before.
你觉得比看电影前还要糟糕
You go to a nice party.
你去参加一个很好的宴会。你在那里玩耍。
And you talk lively and make fun and have a good time.
你在那里开玩笑很愉快，然后就跟人家讲话讲得很高兴。
And you just let yourself go free.
你就让自己很放松。
Maybe some people take a little wine that helps them get more free.
或许有的人喝一点酒，让他们自己变得更自由。
12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
到十二点，一点，两点。
And then,
然后
the party's over.
宴会结束了
And the lights go out.
灯熄了
And you go home.
你回家
And there you are in your same little house.
你在那里就在你原来一模一样的房子里
In the same bed.
同样一张床
In the same house noises that they make in the dark somehow.
就跟你也接受原来在黑暗中人们产生的噪音
And you wish it was all over.
你希望这一切都没有结束。
Come, thirsty people, he said.
他说，凡渴的人都来。
Come to me and drink.
到我这里来喝。
In John, the third chapter.
在约翰福音第三章。
Jesus said something about that.
耶稣有讲到这一点。
Third chapter.
第三章。
I mean the fourth chapter, excuse me.
第四章，对不起。
Just the 14th.
我们来看第四章十四节。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
In the 10th verse, he said.
在第十节，他说
，If you knew the gift of God,
你若知道神的恩赐
，and who it is that's talking with you,
和对你说给我水喝的是谁
，you would have asked, and he would give you.Living water.
你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
Oh, that's a different kind of water.
这是一种不同的水。
Then the 10th verse he said, and whoever has this water will look at that.
然后他说
never thirst.
十四节里面讲，他说凡有这水的就永远不会渴。
But he will have his own well.
他会有自己的泉源。
And water always in it.
水总是在里面。
At last he satisfied.
终于他满足了。
At last, he's no longer a thirsty human being.
终于他不再是一个渴的人了。
He no longer cares.
他不再在乎。
Whether he walks or he runs.
他不在乎他走还是跑。
Whether he flies or he sleeps.
他不在乎他飞还是睡。
Just takes the day as it comes.
他就接受来临的每一天。
But inside, he's satisfied.
但是里面他满足了。
He has rest.
他有安息
He's at peace.
他有平安
And then won't be long until God says, look,
然后不
久 you don't belong there. Let's get to a better place.
神说看你不属于这个地方我们到一个更好的地方去
let's leave this and let's get into paradise.
我们离开这里我们到乐园去
That's where you belong.
这是你属于的地方
That's where you fit.
这是你适合的地方。
That's where everything will work like it's supposed to.
这就是一切会像它应有的样子的地方。
Airplanes.
飞机。
Who wants an airplane?
谁想要飞机呢
？God says I'll give you wings.
神说我会给你翅膀。
We don't need that.
我们不需要这个。
Come unto me.
到我这里来。
I'll give you to drink.
我就给你喝。
You thirsty?
你渴吗
？That's all you need to come.
你需要来，只需要渴。
You see, if you're not thirsty, you can go to a river and you just walk by it. You won't even stop.
若你不渴的话，你即使经过河，你甚至都不会停下来。
In English, we have a saying.
在英文里面，我们有一句话说
：You can lead a horse to water.
你可以把一匹马带到水边
，but you can't make him drink.
但是你没有办法使他喝。
You probably have a saying like that in Chinese.
你们或许在中文里面也有类似的说法。
Do you?
有没有
？What if you think of one?
有没有人想到什么
？You probably do.
你们或许有的。
Because there's such a basic truth in that.
因为这句话有个很根本的真理。
If we're not thirsty,
我们若不渴
you can be by the finest well.
你有可能在最好的井边
the coolest clean water.
是最清凉的最干净的水
a drop.
你却一滴都没有喝
So the only thing God asks,
所以神唯一的要求是
recognize I am thirsty.
就是承认我渴了
I am. There's something in me that longs and longs and longs for something.
我渴了我里面有一些东西一直在渴望
no,
一直在渴望
I think in most people, the thing they most long for
我想大部分人最渴望的东西
is a satisfying love.
就是一个满足我们的爱
That's one of the things that drives people to get married.
这就是使得人们要结婚的事情。
But the best we can have is human love, and that's pretty unstable.
但是我们顶多所能够有的也只是人的爱，人的爱却很不稳定，常常变化。
And even if you think this time I'm marrying an angel,
即使你以为说这一次我已经嫁娶了一位天使
，Don't be illusioned.
你不要有这样子的幻觉。
Because it is written in the Bible,
因为圣经里面写着
that the angels do not marry.
天使没有嫁娶的。
So you're not going to find angelic love on earth.
所以你在世上不会找到天使的爱。
Sorry about that.
对不起，是这样子的。
I don't want to disillusion you.
我不想要让你希望破灭。
And if you believe you've found that angelic love, hang on to it.
如果你相信你找到了那个天使的爱，你就紧紧抓着吧。
But like everything else, you'll find, well, I'm still thirsty.
但是就像其他的事情一样，你会发现说，我还是渴。
I want something that's greater than that.
我想要比这更大的东西。
I want something that will love me like a friend.
我想要有一样东西能够爱我像朋友一样。
You know what the real definition of a friend is?
你知道朋友真正的定义是什么吗
？It's somebody that knows you well and still loves you.
就是很认识你仍然爱你的人。
When you find a person like that, you've got a good friend.
当你发现这样子的人，那么你就有好朋友。
A lot of people love you when they don't know you.
很多人不认识你的时候爱你。
Or know you just a little bit.
或是只认识你一点点。
That's why so many married people fall out of love.
这就是为什么很多结了婚的人就不再相爱。
They get to know the person.
因为他们渐渐认识对方。
Someone that knows you oh so well.
有一位这么认识
你的人。All the hidden deep dark secrets.
你所有隐藏的黑暗的秘密。
And still says, come to me, I love you.
他还是说到我这里来我爱你。
Come to me and drink of my love.
到我这里来喝我的爱
You'll never be disappointed.
你永远不会失望
He said one day If anyone comes to me I will never send them away
有一天他说凡到我面前来的我一个都不会撇弃
I will always have time for them
我总会有时间给他们
I'll always give them what they need
我总会给他们需要的东西
Because I thirst for them too
因为我也渴望他们
Because there's no greater thirst in the world than the thirst of love.
因为世界上任何渴望没有比对爱的渴望来得更大。我们都有这个。
And it's so hard to find.
而这却这么难找着。
So hard to find.
这么难找着。
And so somehow we learn to live without it and just have an empty space in our hearts.
所以我们就渐渐学会生活的中没有这个东西让我们心里面留下一块空洞的地方
God so loved the world
神爱世人
One man one day said God How much do you love me?
有一天一个人说神啊
How much do you really love me?
你到底有多爱我你到底
You know we measure things with our arms this much or this much or this much
你知道我们会用自己的手我们自己来衡量说是这么多这么多
And he said I loved you this much
那他就把他手伸展开来他说我这么爱你
And he laid on the cross and died for me
而他就在十字架上为我死了
I love you that much
我就是这么爱你。
I will do anything for you.
我会为你做任何事情。
Because I love you.
因为我爱你。
He alone can satisfy that empty place in the human heart.
唯有他能够满足人心中那块空洞的地方。
When I give you my water, you'll never be thirsty again.
他说，当我把我的水给你的时候，你就再也不会渴。
When you discover my love, you'll never be empty again.
当你发现了我的爱，你就再也不会空虚了。
He said, it will be like a well, like a springing fountain inside of you.
他说，那会在你里头变成像泉源一样。
It will be always there.
总会在那里。
He said, "Come drink of me."
他说，你来我这里喝。
It'll be like a river.
这会像是一道河。
He said, "It'll be like a river inside of you flowing."
就像你里面有一道河在流一样。
And the more you drink, the more bigger the river.
你喝的越多，河越大。
Come to the fountain.
到河边，到泉源来。
There is a vast supply.
有丰富的供应。
There is a river.
有一道河。
That will never run dry.
永远不会枯干。
Oh, everyone that's thirsty, come unto me and drink.
凡渴了都到我这里来喝。
I will give you living water.
我就把活水赐给你。
And the water I give thee, you'll never thirst again.
我给你的活水让你永远不会再渴。
And you'll find rest to your soul.
你的心里就必得享安息。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵
You are that river.
你就是那河
You are the living water.
你就是活水
You are the love that flows as an eternal, ever-flowing river.
你就是永远不断在流的
You are the water that we cannot live without.
没有你这河，我们没有办法生活
Our life will be limited and warped and twisted.
我们的生命会受限制，会扭曲
And dry and cold.
会枯干，冷淡
Without that living water,
若没有那活水
cause us, Lord, to recognize that's what I need.
主，求你使我们体认到这就是我的需要。
If you knew who I was, you would come and you'd ask of me.
你说，你若早知道我是谁，你就必早来跟我求了。
Give me to drink.
给我喝。
That woman asked that.
那个女人这样求。
Give me to drink.
求你给我喝
He said, all right, go call your husband.
他说好去找你的丈夫了
Oh, I have 5 husbands.
我有五个丈夫
And I'm not living with my husband now.
我现在不是跟我的丈夫住在一起
Somebody else.
是跟别人
You knew that.
你知道的
You knew that. You knew all about it.
你知道这一切
But you said go.
但是你说去
And come and drink.
来喝
She was just saying how thirsty she was.
这女人只是在说她有多么渴。
She went through 6 husbands and could never be satisfied.
她有过这么多丈夫，却从来没有办法满足。
The thirst was still there.
渴仍然在那里。
Lord, we'll never satisfy ourselves with any water that flows on earth.
主啊，世上流的任何水绝对没有办法满足我们。
But there is a river.
但是有一道河。
There is a beautiful river.
有一道很美的河。
So full of life.
这么充满了生命。
So full of love without reproach.
这么充满了没有责备的爱。
Love that cares not what we've done.
这爱不在乎我们做过什么。
It only wants to fill up the empty place.
这爱只想要填补我们空洞的地方。
Because we not only thirst for you.
因为我们不只渴慕你。
Strange as it may seem.
似乎很奇怪，很奇怪的是。
You thirst for us.
你也渴望我们。
You want us more than we wanted you.
你想要我们超过我们想要你。
You came to us when we did not call you.
当我们还没有叫你的时候，你就临到了我们。
You came to Adam when he didn't call you.
当亚当没有在叫你的时候，你就临到了他。
But you called him.
是你叫他的。
I call to thee.
我求告你。
I come to thee.
我到你的面前。我寻求你。
Are you thirsty tonight?
今天晚上你渴吗？
Are you really thirsty?
今天晚上你真的渴吗
Oh, listen to the voice that says, Come unto me and drink.
听着声音说
All
到我这里来喝
ye that are thirsty,
凡渴的人
Come unto me
到我这里来
and drink.
来喝
And I will give you waters
我就必把水给你
Living water
活水
That you'll never thirst again.
你再也不会渴了
Lord, give us the wisdom the faith,
主求你给我们智慧信心
and the determination
和决心
to come and drink
来喝
that's all
就只有这样子
just to come and drink
单单的来喝
there is a river
有一道江河
There is a fountain
充满神的大爱人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。这样的邀请从来没有停止过。今天晚上这个邀请也是在这里。你渴吗？你如果渴了，到他这里来喝。丰盛的泉源永远不干竭。我们起立来唱这首诗歌，从你的心里去靠近那条河流，它一直在流着。泉源充满神的大爱，来喝这活水，来喝这活水，涌出。信息告诉我们，每一个人都会渴的，渴并不羞耻，因为我们受造就是这样，我们里面有一个极大的渴慕，而这个渴望，这个空处，只有他可以填满。今天晚上他在这里，他再一次呼召，说你若知道我是谁，你就早求他，他就早给了你活水。同样的一位，你若知道我是谁，你就早求他，他就早给了你活水。今天晚上同样的一位在说，你要吗？人若喝了这个就永远不渴，在他里头要如江河涌出，那一条河永远的可以供应我们，无论我们走到哪里去，他永远可以供应我们。今天晚上你需要，你就对他说，主啊，对不起，我多少时候我去寻找那些可以满足，我以为可以满足我的需要的，但是我一次又一次的尝试，我知道没有一样可以真正的满足那被你所造的空处。今天晚上求你来充满那里，充满那里。如果我已经很久的一段时间我没有再回到那条江河，它在那里，今天晚上我再回去，它仍然可以供应那一条河，永不干竭的江河，永不干竭的江河。到神那里对他说，主啊，我渴了，我来，我来，我来。有一道江河从山坝
神的大爱，那是我所需要的，充满神的大爱，来喝这活水，来喝这活水，涌出丰盛无限，涌出丰盛无限，这是一道河，永不干竭，江河。
从以上爱德华·米勒牧师的信息里，我们知道神为我们预备了一道江河，能够满足我们内心的渴慕。哈利路亚！而这道河是生命的河，是爱的河，能够叫我们心里面能够真实的得到满足。神说：“你凡口渴的人，要到我这里来喝，因为他要将水浇灌给口渴的人。”神所要求唯一的条件，就是你知道你渴了，你需要水，因为水代表着生命。但江河从来不主动的来到我们的面前，我们必须来到江河的旁边来喝我们的必要的水，才有解决我们心里面的渴慕。哈利路亚！今年人生到处寻寻觅觅，总是希望能够得到满足，但我们的满足总不是在地上可找到的，因为当初人类犯罪的缘故，我们在伊甸园失去了我们内心的满足，我们失去了那活水的泉源，我们在地上后来受了种种的限制，却得不着满足，总是想找到一些更好的什么，但得着了又觉得又少了些什么，因为我们的满足总不在这个世上，因为圣经上告诉我们，我们不属于这个世界，我们皆是在错误的地方想要满足我们内心的渴慕，而这些东西在地上的总是很快失去对我们的吸引，只有天上的乐园，只有天上神的生命来到我们的里面，借着他圣灵的浇灌，能够满足我们内心的饥渴。哈利路亚！当我们得到神来到我们的里面，得到他的爱，得到他的生命，我们再也不挣扎了，哈利路亚！我们可以安息在神的里面，因为我们得着了饱足，哈利路亚！人的爱算不得什么，只有神的爱能够真正的叫我们得到满足。神不但认识我们，神更是爱我们，哈利路亚！唯有得到他，我们就得到了一切，我们的好处总不在他以外。愿神祝福我们每一个朋友，每一个弟兄姊妹，我们都能够从神那里得到真正满足的爱。愿神祝福你。